Sassoon, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thank you for having me, Bahir.
Sassoon, a bit about yourself. Besides preparing for the launch of your book, what are you doing these days?
Well, I work in the technology sector. I used to be an advisor for a former New South Wales premier. I did a bit of consulting. For the past decade, I've been working for different technology companies, helping them in their public policy advocacy.
Sassoon, about your book, it's a current important and urgent topic considering the challenges Armenia faces. When you came up with the idea of making recommendations and actually publishing a book?
So my book is called Smart Nation, A Blueprint for Modern Armenia, and it's been published by Komitas Institute. I came up with the idea of writing a book based on what I've done in my professional life. In my professional life, I've been working for big companies, helping them navigate regulation, but also advocating public policy ideas for them. And with Armenia's current situation, what's happened with Safnadzer, a whole range of challenges Armenia has in a whole range of different areas, I always had in back of my mind recommendations that could be put forth for debate to improve Armenia's economic growth and to also improve the transparency and accountability within the Armenian government. So my book covers a whole wide variety of different areas, everything from technology, foreign affairs, culture, improved governance, combating corruption, stimulating regional growth, the diaspora and Karabakh. So there's a whole range of different areas to cover, but I think what's different with my book is what I do is not only discuss the issues, but provide specific public policy recommendations that can be done to improve issues in that area.
Sassoon, how long it took you to prepare the subject and do the research? Did you have to travel regularly to Armenia, or are you in contact with policymakers, think tanks in Armenia?
I've been to Armenia around half a dozen times. I've been a close observer of what's going on politically within the country. I have a regular dialogue with some of the people who are based there. I've also, last time I was in Armenia last year, I also had an opportunity to provide a lecture at TUMO, the Centre for Creative Technologies. So you could say I'm a keen observer, but someone who also regularly visits the country as well.
So what are you suggesting is merely a change of government, or it involves more a change of thinking or a change of mentality?
Well, I think there needs to be a number of different things. Firstly, the book titled Smart Nation is indicative, I think, of Armenia. Armenia is a smart nation. It has one of the highest literacy rates in the world. You know, it is a world leader in strategy games such as chess. Armenians have been credited with many inventions and innovations. And if you look at the technology sector, that's really taking off in Armenia. So Armenia definitely has the intellectual capability of being a world leader in a whole range of different things. It's a matter of applying that. So when I talk about technology, for example, I talk about how can you create an ecosystem that can further develop that sector further. So if you look at Israel, for example, they invest heavily into research and development and have specialized in certain fields of technology to become world leaders, for example, in cybersecurity. They become world leaders in software combating, making sure companies have strong cybersecurity. When I talk about foreign affairs, I've talked a whole range of things, including how Armenia can rebalance its foreign relations and trying not to rely too heavily on Russia, but how it can balance what it has to get maximum leverage when negotiating. And I also raise some topical and maybe some controversial issues. I have strong views on the reopening of the Armenia-Turkey border. I also have views on culture. For example, we've got a very rich culture in music, in dance, in a whole range of things. But if you look at how women are treated in Armenia, women's rights is a major issue. And that's something else I also address in the book.
Sasun, you mentioned Sasnadzer, regime change by force may bring chaos, as happened in Iraq, Libya, or Syria. What is the alternative?
Yeah, I wrote an opinion piece about this in Armenian Weekly not too long ago, and I urged that trying to set change through violent means sets a very dangerous precedent. I also said that the focus should have been with Sasnadzer, and should remain the focus, is improved governance and combating corruption, and how to do that. So, for example, there are two anti-corruption councils in Armenia. Neither of them are reputable, nor have they have the support of the opposition. So that area needs to be revamped. There needs to be, for example, a special court to try corruption that's currently independent of the current judiciary. And that's based on corruption allegations with the current judiciary. So there's also a whole range of other things that can be done to improve transparency and accountability. There are a lot of allegations within Armenian government officials in terms of the issues of wealth, and not only directly related to them, but also their immediate family members and relatives. There needs to be a whole range of transparency lifted on these areas, and in the book I provide some specific recommendations how that can be done.
Sasun, you mentioned a couple of times the endemic corruption. Is it possible to make radical changes with the current system of governing?
Well, there will be some changes in the current system of governing. There was a constitutional changes that were adopted last year, which will come into effect in the next electoral cycle in 2017, I understand, which will allow for the Prime Minister to effectively become the executive power rather than the President. The National Assembly will have more of a proportional system of representation. There will be representation for ethnic minorities. So some changes are planned, but those changes, in my view, don't go far enough. There needs to be a cultural resetting of responsibility. Armenians need to take account responsibility for what's going on in Armenia. Not only Armenians in Armenia, but Armenians outside of Armenia have responsibility as well. We can't rely on others to fix what's happening in Armenia. It has to be among ourselves. And I also have optimism that the young generation of Armenia actually are more demanding of their government. They are seeking more transparency. They are more demanding. They don't accept the status quo. And they will be the future leaders of Armenia. And there are areas that can be reformed to make those improvements.
Sasun, how can diaspora Armenians overcome the apathy towards the government and corruption and monopolies?
I think we've got to become very focused on what changes we want to occur. You mentioned there's issues of monopoly, there's issues of corruption. I think one thing that diaspora can particularly do, one area of many areas, is to improve civil society. So there's a whole range of civil society organisations being formed in Armenia. For example, we need to have a very transparent and strong media presence in Armenia that is capable of investigative journalism. One of the examples I cite is hetk.am, H-E-T-Q.am, which have been renowned for breaking stories, investigative journalism, being able to highlight instances of corruption. They released some information as it related to the Panama Papers and how it related to Armenia. So the diaspora can actually play a role in helping support and strengthen organisations that seek to lift transparency in Armenia. One of them is some of these media organisations through investigative journalism.
So in particular, what's the role of the diaspora in strengthening of Armenian civil society?
Well, a number of different civil society organisations that are starting to emerge. There are a number of different media organisations starting to emerge. The diaspora can support some of these organisations. I think the diaspora also, those who've got expertise in certain areas, need to provide that expertise to Armenia, and there are different ways of doing that. So I think there are a number of different ways. It's not an easy process. For me, the journey of this book is a way of me trying to contribute as part of that process. But that is one of the ways that I think the diaspora can become more involved.
Sazon, as you mentioned before, there is a problem concerning the border regions. They're vital and also quite neglected. How is it possible to strengthen and vitalize border villages and towns?
Yeah, so one of the things I mentioned, I've got a chapter dedicated on this, is how to improve the economic growth outside of Yerevan. So Armenia is a very small country, and for people who visit, usually you can do day trips to any part of Armenia quite easily. This is starting to emerge, but Armenia's also got many different microclimates and other areas of tourism. And there has to be a dedicated plan how to encourage accommodation outside of Yerevan. Now, there are starting to emerge high-class accommodation facilities in a number of different regional parts of Armenia. That should be encouraged. There needs to be a plan when tourists come to Armenia to spend time outside of Yerevan, preferably staying overnight in places outside of Yerevan. And also the other issue is also building greater infrastructure. The Tartev Monastery is a great example of how one of the longest double cable cars that have been built to cater for tourism in that area has revitalized some of the town and villages surrounding Tartev Monastery. So that's one example of the infrastructure being built to revitalize regional growth. But I think among many other things, I mean, investment is another area. You know, technology is also another area which further attention can be paid to for employment. But particularly having a plan for accommodation. So when anyone coming to Armenia, they'd be encouraged to spend the night outside Yerevan. I think it's very important.
Sasun, concerning Artsakh conflict, a lot of efforts and vital resources is directed to the defense and strengthening of Artsakh. How can things improve in that direction?
Yeah, Karabakh is obviously a very complex issue. It's an ongoing issue, and you know, with the four-day conflict, it's top of mind for many people. But the one thing I'd stress about Karabakh, and I want to quote Edward Gergerian, who's a former U.S. ambassador, is that we do actually try and need to move away from a conflict management situation to conflict resolution. Now, to resolve a conflict, it requires compromise from both sides. And the other thing that's very important is any compromise needs to be transparent. Any negotiation that's taking place, any type of things that are on the table needs to be communicated to both parties so the public is not surprised if something is agreed to. And I point to the Turkey Armenia protocols as an example of that occurring, that the public was not brought with the government who are doing the negotiations and subsequently failed. So any type of negotiations needs to be transparent, but there needs to be resolved from both parties. Now, one can argue that that may not be the case at the moment, but there needs to be an urgency to resolve the conflict, because if the conflict can be resolved, that is going to create stability in the region, also certainty for the people of Karabakh.
Sasun, the book concerns the Armenian population and needs to be read in Armenia. Have you plans to translate into Eastern Armenian and make it available in Armenia?
Yes, I will be traveling to Armenia later this year to talk about the book, and my intention will be to have it translated as well.
Sasun, you mentioned the IT section and Tumor. So despite difficulties and problems, not everything is bad. There are improvements in some sections like the IT section, the Tumor centers, the Dilijan International College. Are you hopeful the private sector and startups will continue to lead?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that can be done there, and I cite some other countries' examples of what Armenia can do. There is technology is already 5% of GDP of Armenia and growing as a proportion of the economy. The good thing about technology is it's not reliant on international borders to come up with a good product. Armenians have a capability of coming up with good ideas, and that's not restricted to where you reside. And technology allows you to do that. What I think is we need to think about how we can make how this ecosystem can further be strengthened. Some of the things I flag is, you know, perhaps creating an innovation district within Yerevan, or forming a new technology council and bringing international global business leaders with global business expertise to further help propel Armenia's economic growth. There are also opportunity gaps. So, for example, even though Armenia is very strong on technology, its adoption of electronic payments is very small and very poor. And it's also a country that heavily relies on remittances, particularly from Russia. And this is a problem not only for Armenia, but a lot of former CIS countries. So that's a problem waiting to be solved. Now, Armenia is in a great position to be able to try to solve that problem through electronic payments. Now, there's reasons why it's difficult in that area, particularly for anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws. But they are problems that can be solved. And I think there's a whole range of initiatives that can be undertaken to further propel Armenia's strength in this area.
So soon about the details of the launch of the book, it's going to happen end of September?
Yes, so the launch will take place on Tuesday, September 27th at 7 p.m. at Haikagan Mashai Kutayan Genchon Armenian Cultural Center, 259 Pentos Street. And looking forward, copies of the books will be available there. And I look forward to talking about the book more at the launch.
Sasun, thank you for the interview. It was nice talking to you.
Thanks for having me, Bahir.